Today's daf is Ma'id Katan Daf Yud Beis, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Ha'arisen V'Hachakirin V'Hakablot. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalem of Shlomo Ben Sarah Lisa, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rufal Kas Ben Fega, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chayim Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rochel Shendel, Chaya Sora Bas Esther, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Berel Ben Rav Yaakov David, and Le'ilu Nishmas Esther Rivka Bas Shloy Mezalman Halevi. Today's daf is also being dedicated in honor of Shim Eider, Shimon David Ben Yecheskel Shraga, that's Chesky Eider's son, in honor of his bar mitzvah, which is today, boy bayoyim, shidvaksois, to be a greiser Talmud Chacham, and give your parents and your entire extended mishpacha a lot of Yiddish anachas. So yesterday, we began the second parak in Masechtas Ma'ariv Katan, which very much picked up where the first parak of Masechtas Ma'ariv Katan left off, and that is discussing the halachos of Isser Melacha and Chol HaMoed, stating that the Mishnah went me'inyan le'inyan, ba'osei ha'inyan, and also discuss the Isser Melacha that one has lo'yaleinu if he's an avil. So if someone is an avil, as defined as during the period of Shiva, the halacha is, he's not allowed to do melacha. That Isser Kamuvan is an Issa Drabanon, it's not an Issa Deiraisa, but at the same time, there's an Isser for an Ovel to do Malacha. The Gemara brought a Machloikis Amoiraim, whether, just like we find that Chol HaMoed, when there's an Issa to do Malacha, there are exceptions to the rule. For example, Dover HaAved, do we have exceptions to the rule when it comes to the Isser Malacha Be'Avelos or not? Or more generally, how do we compare and equate the Isser Melacha B'Shas Avelos to the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed? And the Gemara said, Rav Ashi held that that's Pasha, that any Kula that you have regarding Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, you're going to have regarding Isser Melacha B'Avelos. He said, why? It's a Kal V'Chaymer. Ma, the Chol HaMoed with the Isser Melacha is an Isser Deiraisa. You find Kula is Kal V'Chaymer. B'Avelos with the Isser Melacha is only an Isser Derabanan. And certainly you're going to find Kulas. This Gemara, incidentally, would seem to imply very, very clearly that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Deiraisa. We know that it's a major Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos in Chagiga Yotches Amud Aleph, where he makes the point that the Issa Melacha is really only an Issa Drabanan, brings this Gemara as what would seemingly be a very, very strong piece of evidence to the contrary, that is that it's an Issa Deiraisa. But either way, that's Rav Ashi Shita. Rav Ashi says that for sure the Issa Melacha B'Avelos is more kuldig than the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed, so that any Kula that you find regarding Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed, you're going to find regarding Issa Melacha B'Avelos as well. But the Gemara brought another Shita. That was the Shita of Rav Shisha B'Reider Avidi, who said just the opposite, that there are instances where doing Melacha B'Avelos is actually going to be more chamor than doing Melacha on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara brought a Tanya Kavase, the Rav Shisha B'Reider Avidi. The Brisa's, a long Brisa, we actually stopped yesterday's daf abruptly to go to the raid. In middle of the Brisa, the first part of the Brisa was verbatim what Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi said. We're going to pick up where we left off, and that is in the middle of a long, comprehensive Brisa that discusses halacha is related to an avel doing malacha b'shas avelos. So the Gemara, the Brisa continues along and says as follows, Ha'arisen v'hachakirim v'hakablonim. An aris is somebody that works on somebody else's field and he has a profit-sharing arrangement with him. So Reuven owns the field, Shimon is working on Reuven's field, and Shimon tells Reuven, I'll work it, and the deal is that I'll give you a certain percentage of any profits that develop during the course of the year. A chayker, Kirin is similar. This is again Shimon who's working at Reuven's field, but instead of paying him profit share, what he does is he makes up a fixed amount that he's going to pay him. So he's almost like a tenant landlord. So the landlord, Reuven, owns the property. Shimon is working on Reuven's field, and he tells him that I'm going to pay you a tchum, an annual income. That's what your revenue is going to be. In terms of all the profits and losses, that's 100% to Shimon, the person that's working the field. And finally, a kaplan. A kaplan is a poyel. He's a good old-fashioned employee. So Shimon is working on Reuven's field, doesn't pay him rent, he doesn't give him any profit share, he gives him everything. What does he get? He gets an hourly rate or a monthly rate, but the point is that he gets paid as a kaplan. But it doesn't really matter whether a person's an aris, he's a chayker, or he's a kaplan. In the event that he becomes an avil, so now that he's an avil, he's not allowed to do malacha. So we say a kula, says the braisa, that someone's allowed to go and do the work for him. So it seemed that ordinarily that wouldn't be okay. It's time to have somebody do work, even for an avil, is not fun. Meaning, the avil's not doing the work, someone's doing it for him. But still, it's not so posh that you could do that. The only reason we allowed it over here, says Rashi, is because over here, this person is not self-employed. He's working for somebody else. So if the avil's not going to be able to work, and no one else is going to be able to come and do the work for him, not only will the avil lose, but the balabayas, the person that owns the field, is going to lose. And we don't want him to lose. So it's for that reason we say a kula, the other, you can't work, you're ba'avelos. But at the same time, if someone else wants to do the work for him, that's going to be fine. Hachamorin, hagamolin, v'hasafanim. So Rashi says this is someone that had a business. And his geschäft was either he owned donkeys and he would lease them out. People would rent his donkeys to go take it from place to place. Or he had gamolim, he had camels. Safonim, he had ships. So that loch is hare elu lo yasu. This person is not allowed to engage in business while he's an aval. So he can lease out his chamar, his gamol, his sfinot to somebody. If, however, let's say he had leased it out for an extended period of time. Let's say somebody already has it for a month. And now, in the middle of that time, this person became an aval. Hare elu yasu. They're allowed to continue doing whatever it is they're doing. Meaning, you can't likatchila sign a lease now. However, if it's in the middle of a term, that's fine. Schir yoim, if somebody is working for somebody and he agreed to work for him for the day, afilu be'ir acheres lo yasa. The halacha is if he finds out in the middle of the day that he's an avil, he has to stop the work. And the chiddush is even if he's in another city. Why is that a chiddush? You would have thought maybe if he's in another city, nobody knows who he is. No one knows he's an avil. Meaning if he's in his own shtat, everyone knows he's an avil. Word gets around. So as a result, I understand he's not allowed to work, but if he's in somebody else's city, maybe that's not an issue, says the Braisa. That's also something that's not okay. What if this person is, again, a worker, he earns a living, but he earns a living by taking care of other people's things. So he had melechas acherim biyodai. He had someone else's thing inside his possession. Says the Braisa, afal pi shebiki boilas, even if the arrangement that he has with the owner of this item is a quote-unquote kiboilas arrangement, lo yasa, he shouldn't do it. So what exactly does it mean, kiboilas? So Rashi says kiboilas means that the person's deal was that I don't have to have it completed by a specific time, but I'll get it to you whenever I get it to you. So the person's a tailor, and somebody paid him to fix a suit for him. So a regular situation would be he has to have it done by Tuesday. His situation is kiboilis. He can fix it whenever he wants to fix it. So says the Braisa, even if it's kiboilis, lo yas, freit the Gemara, afal pisha be kiboilis, even if it's kiboilis, v'loi mi boyish eini kiboilis, as if to say it's more posh that if it's not kiboilis, adarab, but as far as just the opposite, kiboilis kedidei dami, it's a much bigger chiddish to say that he would be able to do it if it was kiboilis, meaning I would hear more that if it's not kiboilis, I have to finish it by a certain time. There is very much that I'm doing it for you, so you would say that maybe the avil's allowed to do it. However, in a case where it's kiboilis, where the person really has the right to fix it whenever he wants to fix it, that the Gemara says is kididei dami. You could hear him more that it's as if he's fixing his own thing, even though it's not his, but it's kididei dami, kiilu, and if that's the case, you would think that maybe it should be, there's more of as far that it should be asar. So what do you mean? Afa pisha biki boilas. The Gemara says you're right. Edit the price. Eleima bain ki boilas, bain she ain't a ki boilas. Doesn't matter if it's ki boilas. If it's not ki boilas, lo yas, he shouldn't do it. Another halacha, hoysa malach to be adacherim, in the event that he had his own thing in somebody else's house. Meaning somebody else is doing work for him. As we saw already in the price, just like an oval is not allowed to do malacha, it's not so posh that somebody could do malacha for him either. So what's the halacha? Bibesoi lo yasu, bibayas ech acher yasu. So if he had malach to be adacherim, If that other person wants to do malacha, it depends. If that other person's going to do the malacha in his own house, there's no reason he shouldn't do it. If, however, he wants to do it in the house of the Yovel, then it's not okay. If he does it in the house of the Yovel, then it looks like maybe the Yovel's helping him. Or Rashi says it looks like maybe the Yovel asked him to do it, be mei evloi. These are things that are not okay. Either way, not such an easy brisa, but the brisa mentions a whole bunch of different halachas that really make up the basis for all the dinim of an Yovel when he isn't allowed to do malacha, when he's not allowed to do the malacha. So the Gemara ends this discussion with a story, a postscript. Merion bereid de Raven. Merion, who was the son of Raven, Umar bereid de Rav Acha bereid de Raven, and Mar, who was the son of Rav Acha bereid de Raven. Havadu ahu gamlu de tur b'hadei adadei. They had a shutfist. They each owned an axe, and their axe would join together with one yoke, and they were axing, and they would work together in the field. So the Gemara says, Isra beimilsa b'mar breder Rav Acha breder Rava. Mar, who was a son of Rav Acha breder Rava, became an Yovel. Upaske the gamle. So he said, okay, my shor is not allowed to do work now. I'm Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi heard what happened. He said, Gavir Rabbi, k'mar breder Rav Acha, Ovid Hachi. A Gavir Rabbi like you would do such a thing. Meaning, what did he mean to say? So Rav Ashi gave him Musar. He said, Neu de l'pseida d'day l'chayish. I understand you don't want your ox to work right now. You're Bavelus, and as a result, you're telling your ox to stop working. Abad achirim l'chayish. Aren't you worried about other people? The Hoslech HaShutif. And your shor works together with somebody else's shor. And in the event, Rav Ashi told him that you're not going to let your shor work, it's not only be a hefset for you, it's going to be a hefset for Yenim. For Tanya, and we learned the Braisa, Im hayu muskarim, oyu muskarim, etzel achirim, arei elu yasu, right? One of the things that we saw in the previous Braisa is that even though an oval's not allowed to work, and maybe people are not even allowed to do work for the oval, but once it's negay, a hefset for somebody else, so now there's a whole bunch of leniencies. So Rav Ashi told him, I said, I can't believe a Gavir Rab like you would have made such a mistake. For who Sava, what did he hold? Adam Chashev Shani. He held that he was an Adam Chashev, and as a result, he had to be more sensitive. Rav Ashi may be held that because he was an Adam Chashev, he had to be more sensitive to the Ben Adam Lechaveh, right? This is a classic example where there's a Ben Adam Lamakim component and there's a Ben Adam Lechaveh component, like a Rabbi Yisrael Salanter type of story. But at the same time, this is what the Gemara says. Amashmo, so moving along. Me Inyan, Le Inyan, all Ba'isa Inyan. Today's daf is going to be dense with a whole bunch of different halachas going literally from one Inyan to another Inyan. So the background to the next Gemara is a halacha that we're all very familiar with, and that is the concept of Amira La'akam. So, Yid's not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif, even on Chol HaMoed, it's not so pashut, that a person's allowed to do malacha. A guy can do malacha. In fact, Akim Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. Stating that, a Yid is not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for him on Shabbos and Yontif. Not only that, if a guy on his own does malacha for a Yid on Shabbos and Yontif, the Yid is not allowed to benefit from it. He's not allowed to have anah. It's what's known as Amir al-Akam. Amir al-Akam is a shvus. It's not a dindai raisa. It's a dindai rabban. It's a stir and rashi in different places. Why chazal with goyzer Amir al-Akam? But that's the aside of Amir al-Akam. A Yid's not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for him. And not just that, if a guy does malacha for a Yid on Shabbos, the Yid is not allowed to benefit from that malacha. So that reason, there's a whole sugya in Shulchan Aruch, and really it's a sugya at the end of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, Machloikis B'Shayim B'Sil. If you're even allowed to tell a guy to do something for you before Shabbos, not telling him to do it on Shabbos, but when you know, inevitably, he's going to end up doing it on Shabbos. So you never told the guy to do the malacha for you on Shabbos, but you told him before Shabbos, you need something done, and you told him you need it done 5 minutes after Rabbeinu Tam Matzah Shabbos. So obviously, even though you didn't tell him, but really you did tell him. So this is a complex area in halacha. The halacha is that if you don't make it clear to the guy that you want him to do it for you on Shabbos, even if he ends up doing it on Shabbos, it's fine, you're allowed to end up having hanah from it. It's what's known as giving it to the guy where he's taking it as a kablon, meaning where he just was makabel to get the job done. He didn't have to do it today, he didn't have to do it tomorrow. The fact that he did it on Shabbos doesn't mean that you can't benefit from it, maybe not on Shabbos, but that you can't benefit from it after Shabbos anyways. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel commented on this halacha. He said, mekable kiboylus. If someone is a kablon, an Eini Yehudi, he's a kablon on behalf of a Yid. So as long as he's acting adaita denafshe, he's doing his own thing, the halacha is a yid would be able to benefit from what it is that he did. Stating that, Shmuel said, you have to read the fine print. If the guy is going to do this malacha in a public place, and he's going to do it within the tchum Shabbos of the city, so either he's doing it in the city, or it's within alpayim amah from the outskirts of the city, the halach is it's going to be aser. Chutz l'tchum, if it's outside the outskirts of the city, mutter, it's going to be mutter. Shmuel was worried about a marisayin issue. So Shmuel was worried that at the end of the day, a guy's doing work for a yid on Shabbos, how does it look? So if it's within the tchum, you have to be concerned, because within the tchum, a yid might see it. But if it's outside the tchum, what are you worried about? No one knows it's there. Why? Because you're not allowed to go outside the tchum. Now, maybe somebody made an error of tchumen, so I guess we're not chayish for that. But typically, how are you getting outside the tchum? So it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Rapapa added to that. He said, even if it's outside the tchum, meaning, this is what we're saying, that if it's outside the tchum, it would be okay, because who's going to know? That's only if there isn't another city that's within the tchum of the area that's outside the tchum of this city. But let's say there's another city for which that area is within that city's tchum, so it's going to be us. Amar Rameshaharshia, Rameshaharshia said, v'chilak amas l'makavel ha'asim nami lo yamar, and even if there is no other city, meaning it's outside the tchum of this city, and it's outside the tchum of every other city, but still there is a situation where it's going to be a problem. Ela b'shabas v'yabim toimim, meaning it's only mutter on Shabbos v'yantif, d'loy shchichi inish da'azli l'ha'asim, where it's not shchich that somebody would go there. What do you mean, loy shchichi? I thought you're not allowed to go there. Well, maybe some people violate the halacha, or maybe someone made an erev tchumen. But at the very least, it's loy shchiach that somebody would go there. Avu b'chayil shamoid, but achal amoid, the shchichi inchi da azli va'asu la'asam, where it's shchiach that people would go there, because on achal amoid, there's no issit to go outside the tchum, and achal amoid, people go on teyulim, right? You go on trips, you have to go often outside the tchum. Aser, the halacha is, in that case, it's going to be aser, which is interesting, because that means these halachas of an Eina Yehuda doing malacha for a yid is not only true on Shabbos v'yantif, but it's actually something that's true on Chol HaMoed as well, as we're about to see. Marzutra Beid Rav Nachman, Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, Banu Le'apadna, Mekabli Kiboylitz Chutz L'tchom. So he had Eina Yehudim that he had hired to build him an apadna, to build him a palace, to build him a very fancy house. And they built it outside the tchum of the city. Iklu Rav Safra, Rav Huna Bar Chinina. So Rav Safra, Rav Huna Bar Chinina, they were guests by Mar Zutra B'Reid Rav Nachman. They refused to walk into the city, into the house. Why didn't they walk into the house? Because they heard, somebody told them, that it was built by these non-Jews, and that they built it on Shabbos, and as a result, they didn't want to walk in. Some say, that not only did they not walk in, but Marzutra B'Reid Rav Nachman himself, he decided that he's not going to walk in. So the Gemara says, what's pshat? What was the case? The case was where it was built outside the tchum. Didn't Shmuel say, I thought chutz l'tchum it's mutter. So the Gemara says, Adam Chashev Shani, that an Adam Chashev has to treat these halachas differently. He has to be more machmer, and because Marzutra B'Reid Rav Nachman was an Adam Chashev, so it's for that reason, it wasn't considered okay. Okay, so in the first version of the story, Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinina, they were moicha on the fact that an Adam Chashuv would do something like this. In the second version of the story, Marzutra himself decided that he's not going to go. Ikadami, some say a different shot. It's true that Marzutra Beid Rav Nachman had hired these workers, but it seems that he was assisting them. Now, Chas v'Shalom, he wasn't assisting them on Shabbos. But what happened was he was assisting them. He was providing them with teven. He was providing them with things. And because he was providing them with things, this is a carve-out in Shmuel's halacha, that even though Shmuel said that if you hire a kablon, chutz l'tchum, it's going to be mutter, but you have to read the fine print, only if you don't assist. If you're engaged in any way, shape, or form, if you hire the guy and say, go build a house, and I'm out, done, let me know when it's ready to move in. Okay, so then it's going to be mutter. Even if turns out that he built it on Shabbos, because whatever he did was a taita denavshi, but once the yid is engaged in the process, now we treat it a little more stringently, and it's for that reason it's not okay, and that was the ma'isa shoya kachoy. Rav Chama sharaluhu la'abungari debei Reish Galusa. Rav Chama allowed the abungari of Reish Galusa. So these were people, Rashi says, mesadre shulchanos. They used to be mesadre all the tables. L'mebalu avidat abchul d'mayada. He allowed these chevra to do work on Chol HaMoed. So the work was, Rashi says, that they were fixing broken tables. Amar, he said, kiven da'agra loikah shakli, being that they're not getting paid, sharshu yehudu kamasharshile. Really, all they're doing is they're providing work so that they'll be able to get some sort of food in exchange. For less lumba, it's not a big deal. And he said, for that reason, this is not really something you have to worry about. So just to pause for 1 second, this is actually interesting. Like, what was the problem over here? So you had these abungari who worked for the Reish Galus, so they used to fix tables. Chalamoy, there was a table that was broken, they went and fixed it. And the Gemara had a whole shtickle tire. Why he was mutter? Because they weren't really getting paid. He was paying them with sandwiches, meaning they weren't physically writing him a check. And it's for that reason, it was something that was considered okay. Now, l'chayra, fixing a table is a malacha. Makeh b'patish. You would think, however, that to do it on Chol HaMoed would be mutter, because it was probably l'tzayr chamayid. If it wasn't l'tzayr chamayid, then they probably wouldn't have allowed him to do it for sandwiches either. So what's the issue? If it's l'tzayr chamayid, it should be mutter. So the Rishonim say, you see from here, a chiddush. And that is that even though sometimes you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, but at the same time, to get paid for malacha on Chol HaMoed is mochamer. So it's true, davar ha'avid, there's situations where you're allowed to work, but it's actually mochamer if you're getting paid. Because the rega you're getting paid, now it's uvde dechayel. Now it looks more vachendig, and it's for that reason, that was the chiddush here. Had they gotten paid in the regular way, there would have been an issue. Being that they weren't getting paid in the regular way, so it's for that reason, it wasn't a problem. Tanu Rabbanan, another brice, and may inyan so this price is talking about hiring an Eina Yehudi to do malacha for you on Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to hire an Eina Yehudi on Chol HaMoed to do malacha, but not if he's going to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed. If he's going to do the malacha after Chol HaMoed, then it's okay. But to hire him to do malach on Chol HaMoed, that's not okay. Here's the rule. Anything that he's allowed to do, he's allowed to tell a guy to do. Anything that he's not allowed to do, he's not allowed to tell a guy to do. You're allowed to hire, again, a non-Jew to tell him to do malacha for you after Chol HaMoed. Ubevad shalo yimdoid, he's not allowed to measure, v'lo yishko, he's not allowed to weigh, v'lo yimne, he's not allowed to count, k'derech sho'oise b'chol, the way you would do it during the weekday. So usually, if someone's hiring someone to do a work for him, it wouldn't be uncommon for them to start measuring and weighing. So for example, you're hiring someone to fix something for you. Okay, so you want to take that thing, you want to weigh it, you want to measure it, be able to figure out what the price is. So that's already a level of uvde dechayel, and that's something that you wouldn't be allowed to do. Tanu Rabbanan, emar vien behema b'chayel shamayit. You're not allowed to mate an animal on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to take an animal, zachar, put it on top of the nekevet, cause it to mate. Similarly, you're not allowed to be marvia with an animal that's a bechar, or psuli ha-mikdashim. The reason is, a bechar and psuli ha-mikdashim are asir ba-malach. You're not allowed to do any avoida with it. Marvian is a form of avoida. That's what you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, because it's a form of avoida, malacha, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. A behema of hektish, because it's a form of malach. Tanya idach, if you have a chamoira, a female donkey that was toveya the zacher, marvin ola zacher, you are allowed to be marvin the zacher, but shvil shalaitit stanin, because it's considered a davar of it, that if the chamoira is already in a state where she was toveya, so then if you're going to wait until the chamoira cools off, there's going to be a hefsid, and therefore something you're allowed to do. Sharkola behemoth, machnis nari the bakar, raised to all other behemoths, you're not allowed to be marvin. What you are allowed to do is you're allowed to take the animal, put it into a stable, and let the animals themselves mate. What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to be marvin. Ton rabban and another bryce. Medirin. You're not allowed to fertilize an animal. So you're not allowed to take animals, put them on the field, so that they're going to fertilize the field. And if they went by themselves, mutter, then it's going to be mutter. Now Rashi in the Ksaviyat says that if Mbo Mei Leim doesn't just mean if the animals went by themselves, but it means a bigger chiddush. What would be if a person had hired, he has a crew of non-Jewish workers that they come to his field, midday pam the pam, and their job is to take their animals, put it on the field, and have them fertilize. If those people come, the nachrim come on Shabbos Yontav Chol HaMoed by themselves, mutter, you're allowed to leave them there. However, they messiah noisam, you're not allowed to help them. They moisten them shomer lenaris sein. Additionally, you're not allowed to provide them with a shomer to watch their tzoin while they're doing this. What would be if these people, they're contracted for the week, for the month, or for the year,
Schir Shavua, or they're contracted for the Shemitah, it's a long contract, Messiah Noisai, so then you are allowed to help them, and you're allowed to provide them with a Shemitah. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, B'Shabbos, even if they're a Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, where we're saying now that you're allowed to let them do their thing, you could even be Messiah of them, but at the same time, you have to be careful how you pay them. At the end of the day, you're paying a Nachri for doing something on Shabbos, so this is the halacha. If it was Shabbos, it's the most Chamer B'Toyva. You can be Makir Toiv, you can do a favor to them, but that's the most you're allowed to do. Beyond the Bimzoinus, you can invite them in for the meal. Bemoyed on Cholomoyed, Beschar, you're allowed to pay them. I'm Rabbi Yosef said, Hilchas HaKarebi, the halacha is like Rabbi. So moving along. So this next Mishnah that we're about to learn really is a continuation of the first Mishnah in the second parak that we learned. So what was the first Mishnah? Mishnah Hafach HaZesav. There was a person that had prepared his olives and he was in the process of pressing his olives to make olive oil. The Iru Avel. And one of three things happened. Either Rachman al Tzlani became an Avel. Now an Avel is not allowed to do malacha. So because he's not allowed to do malacha, he has all his zesim, they're all prepared, he dried them iber, he was hafach zesim, and he's ready to press them, and now he's stuck. He can't do it anymore. Or an oynis happened, as a result he couldn't finish the job, and now Baruch Hashem it's yontif. Or he too payalim. He had hired people to do this work before Yontif, because he knows that Yontif Chalamay is not allowed to do work. They fooled him, and now it's Yontif. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah said there was machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Now the Mishnah never referred back to the Avil. The Mishnah only discussed the two cases of Yontif, machloikis, Rav Shisha, Brei, Ravidi, and Rav Ashi, what's the halacha regarding Avil. But that was very much yesterday's daf and the first part of today's daf. What we need now is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda said that we allow you to do something, but only the bare minimum. So what was the bare minimum by the Zaysim? You're allowed to press it one time and then leave it to after Mayid. That's what's okay. Rabbi Yosi said you're allowed to finish the job. Zoylev v'goymer v'gof kedarka. You can treat it 100% the way you would treat it during the week. You don't need to make a shinui. You could do it with alapitchifkis. You could do it 100% the way you would always do it. So this next mission is going to discuss an almost identical case. However, whereas the first Mishnah was talking about somebody that's preparing zesim to make shemen zayis, this next Mishnah is talking about somebody that prepared grapes to make yayin. Zok the Mishnah, v'chein misha hoya yeina b'teichabab. Somebody had his wine, it was inside a pit. V'iru avel. And then it became an avel. Oy oynes. Or oynes happened, then it's yontif. Oy shetu. Or the nachrim fooled him, and now it's yontif. So zoylei v'goymer v'gof ketarki div Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, who was mentioned second in the first Mishnah, is mentioned first in this Mishnah. And here Rabbi Yosi, he says, you can finish the job, just do it one hot. Do whatever you would do. Seal the barrels. Ad kedei kach. Rabbi Yehuda says, oysalei limud mitzvot shelo yachmetz. No, you can't. You can't just do everything. You can make limudim. You can do something temporary to make sure that the wine isn't going to spoil. It's not going to turn into vinegar. But at the same time, to go and do it kedarkoi, that's not something you're allowed to do. So essentially, we have two mishnayos that mention the identical machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. In both mishnayos, Rabbi Yosi is very, very meikel. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer. What's the difference between the two mishnayos? One mishnah is talking about olives and olive oil, and the other mishnah is talking about grapes and wine. Frekta Gemara, why do I need two mishnayos? L'chor is the same exact machlokes. What, if I would have them, I would know the machlokes by olives, I wouldn't know wine? And if I would know it by wine, I wouldn't know olives? The Gemara says, yes, exactly. V'tzricha, I need to have both mishnayos. Di yashmina kamaisa. Because I only had the first mishnah regarding the olives, but he come Rabbi Yosi. I would have thought maybe only over there Rabbi Yosi is very meikel. The mishcha nafish pseida. Because apparently, if you're not going to take care of the olives, you can end up with a very, very large hafset. Aval chamra. But as it relates to the wine, the loy nafish pseida. Over here, the loss isn't going to be as significant. Amen, my delayed Rabbi Yehuda. So I would think Rabbi Yosi is my Rabbi we only had the Mishnah regarding the wine by Hikam Rabbi Yehuda. Being that over here, it's not such a hefset like we just said. So here, Rabbi Yehuda is very machmer. But when it comes to the olives and the olive oil, which is a bigger hefset, I would have thought, maybe it's my Rabbi Yosi. Tzricha, that's why I need the Mishnah both by Zesim and by Yain to know that even though Zesim, there's so much hefset, even there, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer. And to know that even though by wine there isn't so much hefset, even there, Rabbi Yosi is going to be a meikol. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba said, and we saw this briefly in yesterday's daf. Man tano shinui b'moyed b'davar avet. Who's the tano that holds that if you're going to do malach on cholomoyed Dover of it, which everyone holds you're allowed to. But at the same time, you have to do it with a shini. Who's the Tana that holds that Dover of it Chalamoid, where you're allowed to do malacha, but do it with a shini? The like Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? These two Rabbi Yossis that we just learned. Because over here there's a Dover of it. That's why this person's allowed to do malacha. And what did Rabbi Yossi say? He couldn't have been more clear. Rabbi Yossi said, Zoylef v'goymer v'goth. Kedarkoi, emphasis on Kedarkoi. So he allows you to do it exactly in the regular way. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yosef also, you don't have to have a shini. Rabbi Yosef said, Halacha ki Rabbi Yosef. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. And by the way, we know this from Klalei Ashas, the halacha is almost always like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is Nimuka Imoi, which means that whenever he said something, he had rayas and lumdas, and the halacha is almost always like Rabbi Yosef. Here too, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. But my name is Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok. They asked Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Mao le Mesha. Chavisa de shichra bechula de mayada. Are you allowed to seal a barrel of beer on Chol HaMoed? So somebody has a barrel, this beer inside. It wasn't sealed. You want to seal it so that it's not going to spoil. The ear is not going to get in and cause it to spoil. Are you allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed? Amaluhu. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Sinai Omar. The Sinai said, Halacha ki Rabbi Yosef. So who's Stam Sinai in Shas? Rav Yosef. Now we know there were a lot of Sinais in Shas. Rav Sheshet was a Sinai, but Stam Sinai in Shas is Rav Yosef. So he told him back, Sinai, Rav Yosef said, Allah is like Rav Yosef. What does he mean to say? Rav Yosef said that when it comes to the Zesim and when it comes to the wine, you can do your thing. So just like you can seal up the barrel with the olive oil, you can seal up the barrel with the wine. So the Chura, I don't see why beer should be different. So the Gemara says, no. What do you mean? They're not all the same. When did Rav Yosef say Bechamra? Maybe he said it by oil and even by wine. Why? There's a hefset over there. Who said he said it by beer? So the Gemara says, no, because Chamra time in my, why did Rav Yosef say you could do it by beer, by wine, mishum denafesh pseida? Because it's a big hefset, because if you're not going to seal it properly, you're going to end up losing out. Shichra nami ispa pseida. When it comes to beer, there's also going to be hefset. How do I know that? Amr Abaye said, Amr liye, Abaye said, my mother told me. And we know Abaye never saw his mother. Abaye is Rosh Tevis, Asher Becha Yeruchim Yasim. Abaye never saw his mother. But Abaye was raised by a woman who apparently made a tremendous impact on Abaye and really taught Abaye a lot of things in quote-unquote Mili Da'alma. And Abaye quotes Aim, his mother, this woman that raised her throughout Shas. So Abaye said, this is one of the things I heard from this woman that raised me, from my mother. Barshis Savi Vishaya, you'd be better off with 6 so'im of beer that's in a sealed barrel than Mibar Tamni V'loishai. Then 8 soim, if it's in a barrel, that's not sealed. The point is, it's kedai to walk away from 2 sa of beer, assuming it's not properly sealed, to better get the lesser amount that's a bodhisi from it. There's a hefset involved by not sealing it. So it's mistaber that if Rabbi Yosi allows you to seal the olive oil and he allows you to seal the barrels with the wine, why? Because this pseida, so too he would allow you to seal the barrels of beer because it's a pseida. Am Rav Chama Bar Gurya, am Rav. Rav Chama Bar Gurya said in the name of Rav, very interesting one line, certainly taken out of context. He said, Hilchas Moye ke Hilchas Kutim Bahalacha. The laws of Chala Moye are like the laws of Kutim. So first of all, who are the Kutim? So, ain't Kamakaimai, but we know who the Kutim were. The Kutim were this questionable group of people that had been Megayah during Bayis Rishon. There was a major machlekes tanam whether the Geirus was a legitimate Geirus or wasn't a legitimate Geirus. They were Geiri Emes, or they were Geiri Arayis. Years later, the future Bate Dinim paskined that they were Geiri Arayis, and therefore, moving forward from those times, the Kutim were no longer treated as Yidden. But for hundreds of years, they were in this questionable state. Now, they come up in many areas in Halacha, and one reason they come up in Halacha is because they were careful in certain areas of Halacha. They were also chashin in certain areas of Halacha. What Rav Chama Bar Gurya said in the name of Rav is that the laws of Chol HaMoed, trying to understand Hilchas Chol HaMoed, is like trying to understand the Halachis of Kutim. What did he mean to say? What he meant to say is that there's no real cheshbon, and as a result, it's very hard to understand. Meaning, the Kutim, they were machmer on things, and they were makel on things, and sometimes you don't fully appreciate why they were machmer and why they were makel here. Their akura is, what's an akara? Isha akara is lo yolada. She doesn't bear fruit. These halachas don't bear fruit. Ordinarily, you have halacha, and then if you're a maven davar mitaych davar, you can extrapolate another halacha from the halacha that you know. But when it comes to hilchas kutin, you can't be loy medavar mitaych davar because there's no methodology. Hilchas chalamayit is similar. Now, chas v'chalila to think that hilchas chalamayit is just indiscriminate and it's like hilchas kutin and there's no svara, there's no cheshman. Of course there is. Is this the chachmas abayre masr nakasav lichachamim ruach kacham teresh biksav teresh ba'peh that infiltrates and permeates the entire laws of Hilchas Chalamai. But at the same time, the way it's manifest l'maisa to the outsider, someone that hasn't fully immersed himself in Masechtas Maikon and the Gemaras with the Rishayim and Achrayim, he's going to look at it in his mind. It's going to be mamish like the laws of the Kutim. I mean, that's something that Rav Chama Bar Guria said, and he said it in the name of his great Rebbe Rav. So the Gemara says, and I'll give you an example of it. Here's one example. Zoifsin Kusasa. You're allowed to smear the inside of a kuza, that's a small jug, with pitch. Right? You're allowed to line it with pitch to make it good. But if you have a large barrel, that's not something that you're allowed to do. Rav Dimi ben Arda Amar, he said just the opposite. Zoifsin chavisa, you're allowed to be zoifsa chavis. Zoifsin kuzasa, you're not allowed to do the kuzas. What's the machlokes? Mar chayish lepsei de mar chayish leterecha. The svara to do it with a chavis is because a chavis is bigger, so if you're not going to do it, there's going to be a hefset. The kuza is smaller, not such a hefset. What's the svar to go fakert? The chavis, because it's bigger, involves more tircha, as opposed to the kuza, which is so small, doesn't have a lot of tircha. But what do you see from here? Any person would think, if you could be zoivis the chavis, you could be zoivis the kuza. And you would think vice versa. The teretz is, the laws of chol hamoed, they're akurois. The ein lemeidai zu mizu, and he compared it to hilchas kutim. On a similar note, Amr Abaya. Abaya said, Naktina, we have a klal, hilchas moed, hilchas shabbos. The laws of chol hamoed are like hilchas shabbos. Okay, that's a mussel that sits a little bit better. He said, yesh mehem potter avalaser, the yesh mehem mutter lechatchila. In hilchas shabbos, we know there's really three categories, not two. Right? What are the three categories? You have things that, if a person is mechal shabbos, if you do it, chayv mises bezn, chayv karus, chayv chatas. Then there are things that are only awesome in the rabbanon. What's known as potter, you're potter if you do it, avalaser, but lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. And then there are things that you're even allowed to do lechatchila. Hilchas chalamoit also has things that are potter avalaser, and has things that are mutter lechatchila. Notice, Hilchas Chalamoid doesn't have the first category. There's nothing that, if a person doesn't Chalamoid, he's going to get an Oynish. And that's true even if you hold that the Issa Malach on Chalamoid is an Issa Dei Raisa. But Kuli Amaloi Pligi, that if a person does Malach on Shabbos, he's Chayv Mises Bezdin, Yom Kippur, Karis, on Yontif, Malkis, on Chalamoid, for sure there's no Issa. So it's like Shabbos in the sense that Shabbos has categories 2 and 3, Potter Avalasra Mutal Katrila Chalamoid also has those same two categories. Rav Huna, the Gemara says, Chatstu Lechatsta Bimayada. So Rav Huna had a field, and he didn't do this himself, but he had poyalim, he had workers that went and they cut tfua from his field on Chalamoid. Wait, the Gemara, Isve Rabbi Rav Huna, the Rav Huna. So Rabbi Rav Huna asked Rav Huna, came, he asked his father, and he says, I understand. Tata, how are you allowed to do this? He said, Toichen and Kemach, Bemoyed, Litzarech Hamoyed. You're allowed to grind flour on Cholomoyed if you're doing it for Moyed. Shloy Litzarech Hamoyed, awesome. If you're doing it not for Cholomoyed, of course you can't. Davasha Avud, Bemoyed Mutter, last so you say Bemoyed. If you have a Dover Avud, you're allowed to do it on Cholomoyed, Davasha Eni Avud, Bemoyed, awesome. But if it's a Davasha Eni Avud, right, you can't do it. But Medvar Mamurim, however, here's the punchline. The Braisa says, when is that true? Betolush Menakarka. That's only if the thing you're doing work with is Tolush. Avu Mechubala Karka. But if the thing is mechuber, afilu kuli avad aser. Even if the whole thing is a davar avad, it's going to be aser. V'meile ma'yoicha. If the person has nothing to eat, then koitzer, he's allowed to cut even from something that's attached to the ground. Uma'amer, he can gather. V'dashi, he can thresh. V'zayri, he can winnow. U'boyer, you know what that is. V'toichenen, he can grind. V'vachelo yodush beparis. However, he has to make sure that when he does the dash, he doesn't use behemoths. That's not the way he does it. But what's the bottom line? So Rabbi Rav Huna told Rav Huna, how could we do this? What's going on? He said, it's a mefurash b'raisa. The b'raisa said that if it's attached to the ground, it's more chomer, which is interesting because you see that avoidas karka is more chomer than doing regular avoida, or malacha in the karka is more chomer than doing a regular malacha. What comes to mind is the Chayyadam's chiddush. Chayyadam has a chiddush that even though a mummer lechal Shabbos befar hesriya has a din of a mummer lechal atayra kula, but that's only if the chil Shabbos that he did was avoidas karka. But if the chil Shabbos that he did was not avoidas karka, that's not true. It's a tremendous svara lekula that's used by poiskin as a koyach de atayra
befrat bizmanenu, where it's not so shchiach that somebody would be mechal Shabbos befarhesya with meleches karka. But this braisa seems to be saying a similar idea, that there's some chumrah in doing melacha when it's an avodas karka. But either way, so this is what Rabbi Baravuna told Ravuna. So Amaleitz, Ravuna told Rabbi Baravuna yichidahe. Nah, I know this braisa, but it's a das yochid. We don't paskin like that. The Tanya, and he said, I'll prove it to you because I'll show you this braisa was said somewhere else, and over there it wasn't said like a stan braisa, the braisa that you just quoted, but that braisa was mefurish. It was a yochid. Klal Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel sent me Shum Rav Yosi. Dover atolish men akarka. If you have a dover that's tolish men akarka, something that's detached from the ground, I feel the mktasay oven mutter. Even if only part of it is going to be oven, you're allowed to do malacha with. Vamachubel akarka. I feel the kulay oven. Even if the whole thing is going to be lost, aser, it's going to be aser. So he told them it's the das of a yochid. Not just any yachid. The yachid was Rabbi Yosi, Sheni Mukayimai, but he said, we don't pass him like this, Rabbi Yosi. But Rabbi Barafuna asked Rav Huna Gishmaka Kasha. He said, V'i Rabbi Yosi, if it's Rabbi Yosi, Yadush Nami B'paris, why did the original Brisa say that when you do the dash, you can't use paris? Pashat, I assume, the reason is because even though we're allowing you to do malacha, davar aved, but you have to do it with a shinui. But we know from Amud Aleph and from yesterday's daf, and really from the two Mishnayos, that Rabbi Yosi holds that when it's a davar aved, you don't have to use a shinui. So why would the brisa say Yadush Nami Beparis? Elamite's not Rabbi Yosi. Must be Rabbi Yosi said it, but this brisa is somebody else, and this brisa is not a yichidah. If it's a stam brisa and I can't attribute it to any other yachid, must be everybody holds that way. So if that's the case, we have to go this way. So he told him back, no, Amud Rav Yitzchak Barabba, Rabbi Yitzchak Barabba, right? And Amud Rav Yitzchak Barabba is all part of the kasha. Man tani shinui b'mayi b'davar aved like Rabbi Yosi. So from Yosi also, you don't have to make a shinui, so why can't you use the paris? I'm a loch. So he told him, Hacha nami, kibin dechol yoyim ala b'paris daishi. No, he says, the reason you can't use paris has nothing to do with shinui. He says, tell me, when's the last time you saw cows stepping on top of kernels of wheat to go ahead and be dashed? That's not necessarily the normal way to do it. Ha'id nami, lav shinui. It's not to do with shinui, it's a different vart. He said, you're not allowed to do it on chalamayin, it's going to make noise, but the point is it has nothing to do with shinui. The reason you can't use paris is not al shinui. Number one, because it's not a shinui. And number two, because Hamani Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi holds you don't even have to do a shinui when it comes to Dover Rabbit. Why then? It's a whole different cheshmet. Tanu Rabbanu. Toichanim b'moy l'tzarek hamoy. You're allowed to grind wheat on chol amoyed, as long as you're doing it for moyed. Shloi l'tzarek hamoyed asa. But if you're doing it not for moyed, it's going to be asa. Vim tochan v'hoyser. Let's say you did the toichin and now you had leftovers. So you can't do it for after yontif. I did it for yontif, but it just so happens after shirayim. So I raise a mutter, you're allowed to use it after yontif. Koitzitz and eitzim b'moyed, you're allowed to cut wood on cholamoyed, l'tzayr chamoyed if it's for moyed. V'shaloy l'tzayr chamoyed asif. V'shaloy l'tzayr chamoyed is going to be asif. Im katzatz v'hoyser, let's say you cut and you had leftovers, I raise a mutter, it's going to be mutter. Matil and sheikha b'moyed l'tzayr chamoyed. You're allowed to brew beer on cholamoyed for moyed. V'shaloy l'tzayr chamoyed asif. But if you're doing it not for yontif, it's going to be asif. Hit the hoyser. If you have leftovers, I raise a mut. Ubevachlo yar. However, you can make a harama. What's a harama? So harama would be, you would say, you know, I think I'm going to need 20 barrels. Turns out you only needed 3. It was a harama. It was a wink, wink. So like this, you'll have 17 left over for the rest of the winter. So that's not okay. For a minute, tomorrow's that true. Matilas sheikh b'moyi l'tzer chamoy. You let him make beer on chalamoy if you're doing it for yontev. Shloi l'tzer chamoy aser. Echot sheikh tomorrow. It's true for Sheikha that comes from date. The echad sheikha sa'irim, it's true for sheikha that comes from barley. The afal pi sheyesh lo yashin. Here's the punchline. Even if you have old beer, marim, keyword, the shoysim in achadash. So if a person has beer, he's stocked up, but he says, you know, for yontif, kuvid yontif, I want to have new beer. So really, you don't need new beer, but you're saying you want it. Why? Because it's chalamayin, you have some time on your hand now. So like this, it's a harama, I'll be able to have it after yontif. It's mutter, it's mafurish that you could do it. So is it asr or is it mutter? First we said, obavach lo yarim, and now in the second price, we said, marim v'shoysim in achadash, you could do harama. Say, yes, harama, no harama. The Gemara says, tanoi, it's machlokes tanam. The tanya we're learning to the price, Rav also had a field, and he had people, poyalim, that they cut tfuah in his field on Chol HaMoed. Shama Shmuel. Shmuel heard about it, ikbid. Got very upset. So the Gemara says, Lema Shmuel ki achid. Oh, Sfirulei? Why would Shmuel have gotten upset? Presumably, Rav was doing it because it was a davar avid. Or it was Letzarech HaMoed. Meaning it was a cheshben.
must be, if Shmuel got upset, it's probably because he holds of that brisa that the Gemara brought on the top of the Amid. The brisa that Rabbi Rav Huna asked Rav Huna about, right, when he told him, he says, but it's attached to the ground. And when something's attached to the ground, it's mochamer. So the Gemara says, is that why Shmuel got upset? The Gemara says, that's not what the reason was. Chatzta dechita havet lehava pasid. No, because this was wheat. It was a different type of field. It was a field that he felt wasn't necessary to cut. If it was necessary to cut, it would have allowed him to cut it, even though it was involved melacha with something that's attached to the ground. But being that wasn't the case, so therefore he got upset. But the Gemara says, "Rav, my time avad hachi." So why did Rav do it? Says the Gemara, "Inlamai yoichal hava." Rav Poshet didn't have any food. Fascinating. Rav was in a state where he was an einloy ma yoichal. V'shmul. So why did Shmuel get upset? And I think this is even more interesting. Lo yisaimur kameh. He didn't know that. Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, Rav says this, Shmuel says that. Shmuel didn't know that Rav was in a matzav where he was in Mayoichal, and that's why he was ikpid. It seems like Rav kept that quiet. Inami, he knew about it, and he held Adam Chashev Shani. He held Rav was in Adam Chashev, and Rav should have figured out another Eitzah. But to go ahead and do Malach in the field, do something like that, for an Adam Chashev, that's not okay. On that note, the note that an Adam Chashev has to behave a little bit differently, so we end now with a few more stories from here until the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Nasiya, Nafik Bechumr Sada Medusha. Rav Yehuda Nasiya, not to be confused with Rav Yehuda Hanasi, he's an Enochal Rav Yehuda Nasi. His name was also Rabbi Yehuda, and he was also a Nasi, but not the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi of Rebbe fame. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, enough of the Chumash of the Medusha. He went outside on Shabbos, that's the punchline, and he was wearing a ring that had a wooden signet on it. So once upon a time, there was a concept of wearing a tabas, Shriyesh by Chosim, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his famous Tshuva Nigros Moshe about wearing watches on Shabbos in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So he says that in the times of the Gemara, they didn't wear wristwatches, but he thinks the thing that they wore that would be most similar to a wristwatch was a chosim sheyech bei tabas. We have a raid bite on this in Masach de Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda didn't see a nafak bechumr said the medusha. So he went outside on Shabbos and he was wearing a tabas, and there was some wood on it. The ishti ma'id achen fil amra. Additionally, he drank water that was heated up by an Aramean, meaning by a Yehudi. Shamar Rav Ami Ikbir. Rav Ami heard about these two things and he was very upset. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the Nasi. Right? He's Rabin Shal Kol B'nei Agoyl. Rav Ami heard about this. He was very disappointed. Rav Yosef. Am I time to ikpid Rav Ami? Why was he upset? Meaning, what did he do so bad that caused him to get upset? Imishum chumas of the Medusha. Is it because he was wearing this ring, this chosim? Hatani relunt to the Brisa. Hashirin. Shirim is a pin. Hanazamim is a nose ring. Vatabas is a ring. Harein kachol hakelim al yitam b'chatzah. They're not muktzah. You let him carry it. So what's the problem? Meaning apparently he was just wearing it on Shabbos. It doesn't say he was in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim even. So what's the problem? It's not muktzah, it's a mefurish halacha. And imishum d'ishti ma'id achim tfeil armo. Maybe it's upset because he drank a cup of water that was heated up by a non-Jew. Ha'amash v'shmum barav yischak amar rav. Kol shenechel k'mayishu chayim b'mishum b'shu v'nachrin. This is Bishul Hakam 101. The halacha is that even though you're not allowed to eat food that was cooked by a non-Jew, but there are exceptions to the rule. One of the most notable exceptions are any food that you could eat raw, even if a non-Jew cooks it, it doesn't fall into the halacha. Bishul Hakam, water you can drink natural, you can heat it up, but it's nechel k'mayishu chayim, so there's no halacha bishul hakam. So what was he upset about? So the Gemara says, Adam chashav shani. The reason Rav Ami was upset because he held Rav Yehuda Nasi was an Adam Chashev, and an Adam Chashev mitzad chashivusai, he has to behave differently. More on this note. Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, Koitzitz Adam Dekel B'moyd. A person had to cut down a tree, a Dekel is a palm tree, on Chol B'moyd. Afa B'shei Nitzarech Elam Nisar Shalai. Even if all he needs is the dust, the sawdust, that's going to be created when you cut down the tree. Now, what's the chiddush? Obviously, you're doing l'tzayrich, right? If you're not doing l'tzayrich, then you can't do it. Koitzer is one of the lamatas malach. So obviously, there's some sort of tzayrich over here. So the chiddush, say the Rishonim is that it seems like you're doing a lot of work for a very, very small return. So you're doing a terchias area, hacking trees, and why are you doing it? For sawdust? So I would have thought maybe it's not okay. Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, it is okay. Zok the Gemara is stating that, layet Allah Abaye. Abaye says someone that does that should be cursed. Zokta Gemara, fascinating story. Rav Ashi, Havali Abba Bishlanya. Rav Ashi had an Abba. So Abba usually means father. Rashi says Abba means a yar. He had a forest in a place called Shlanya. Ozal and Miksa Bechul de Mayada. And Rav Ashi went a Cholomoid to go to his field. He wanted to cut down a tree. And the reason he did it is because he wanted the sawdust. He said there was a Yid that lived in Shlanya. His name was Rav Shaila. He was known as Rav Shaila Mishlanya. So he told Rav Ashi, he says, "My you're following Rav's halacha that said it's mutter, but you're not worried about Abaye's klala." He told him, "I didn't hear about it. What did he mean to say? He knew about it. I'm not worried." So the Gemara, as Rav Ashi is about to cut down this tree, Ishtamit Narga, all of a sudden the hammer, the axe, slipped out of his hand, and he almost cut his thigh. So the Gemara says he realized that what just happened was Abaye's klala was creeping up on him. Shafke, he left, Vahadarasa, and he came back after Yantar. But he realized that if Abaye gave a klala, this is not a good idea. Rav Yehuda shara the ma'akar kisna. Rav Yehuda allowed people to uproot flax, again a chalamayim, ulamiktol keshusa, and to cut hops for making beer, ulamaakra shumshami, and to uproot sesame plants. Amalei Abaye the Rav Yosef, Abaye told Rav Yosef, I say, bishloim the kisna, bishloim the flax, chazi lechfifa. You can use a lechfifa. Rashi says you can cover different foods with it. It has a purpose of letzairach mayit. Keshusa, hops, chazi l'shichri, you can make beer. Ela shumshami, but sesame seeds, lamai chazi, what are you going to do with it? And the question is, because these sesame seeds, it takes time from when you cut it until you can actually use it in a commercial sense. So he said, what are you going to do with it? So he told him, chazi l'nezai de'ispo. There's seeds inside. Rashi says you can take the seeds and you can make oil, sesame oil. So there actually is something you can do with it. And something you can do with it, and therefore I could do it. Rav Yaneh havalei ahu pardisa. Rav Yaneh had a pardes. He had a garden. The matas mani b'chol d'mayada. Where the food had ripened on cholomoyed. Not before, not after. Katfe. So what he did was, he cut it, meaning he felt it's a dover of it, if he's not going to cut it now. So he had no choice. What happens, people saw Rav Yanai, the gadol, he was doing work. They said, oh, perfect. You know what? It's a great time for me to work in my garden. So they waited until the following year. And they waited until Cholamai. That's what they did. The Gemara says, when Rav Yanai saw what came about from what he did, after Rav Yanai on the Pardisa, he was mafker his field. He didn't want to have hana from a field that was machshon, that caused other people to do something that they're not allowed to do.